Darren patted him again.
It will be fine. The Seeker needs information, and...
At the word Seeker, Fords gave Darren a look that could only be described as a glare. Darren blinked in shock.
I'm sorry, Fords apologized at once. I didn't mean to react so negatively. It's just that I fear for this soul.
His eyes moved to the cryo tank on its stand beside the table. The light was a steady, dull red, indicating that it was occupied and in hibernation mode.
This soul was specially picked for the assignment, Darren said soothingly. She is exceptional among our kind, braver than most. Her lives speak for themselves. I think she would volunteer, if it were possible to ask her.
Who among us would not volunteer if asked to do something for the greater good? But is that really the case here? Is the greater good served by this? The question is not her willingness, but what it is right to ask any soul to bear. The healing students were discussing the hibernating soul as well. Fords could hear the whispers clearly. Their voices were rising now, getting louder with their excitement.
She's lived on 6 planets.
I heard 7.